at the minute, if you ring up and try to book for someone with a wheelchair, you're just told that it's not an accessible route. And I questioned that at the meeting on the basis that, you know, the full route may not be accessible, but it's certainly accessible in Letterkenny, it's accessible in Sligo, and it's accessible in Galway. And I think also Ballyshannon is accessible. And I don't think it would take too much to make Ballybuffet, for example, accessible too. So I asked them that they should provide a disabled bus service there on that route, because there's a lot of people going to Sligo and to Galway for healthcare and so on. And it's important that we have an accessible bus on that route. And they agreed with me, and they made a commitment to have that in place this summer and to examine the stops that may not be accessible and see about bringing them online too.
The fact that they've given you a definite timeline, it does seem really positive that this is actually going to happen.
Yeah, well, Catherine, on that, I mean, I just didn't tell you. This was the head of Expressway that I was talking with. So I went back to him afterwards as well by email and asked him to confirm to me that this was the case. And he did that. So, and he told me that I could go public with it. So I'm happy that yes, it will happen. They've given a date of the 1st of July as a target for this, but certainly this summer. Bus services are particularly important in Donegal for a load of reasons, not least because we have no trains and so on. So it's important that we have a decent bus service. And so much of our healthcare now is in Sligo and Galway as well, that, you know, it's important for people that service is available.